You're listening to SBS News.
Born in a Tanzanian refugee camp, Shawana Imaru waited 11 years for her ticket to a better life.
I was super excited to come to Australia. Like I remember the day. Like I was just excited. Like I was super excited. But the funny thing is, like, I didn't know what Australia was. Like, if you were to give me a map, I wouldn't have told you, oh, this is Australia, because I had no idea where I was going. But I was just excited for the fact that, like, I was leaving the refugee camp. I was going somewhere to better my life. I was going somewhere where there's full of opportunities.
Inspired to help others by what she saw and felt as a refugee, Miss Imaru chose vocational education and training, also known as VET, when she finished high school rather than university. After completing her Certificate 3 in Health Services, she was immediately employed as an assistant nurse and carer in Adelaide.
Australia is home, Australia is my community, and if I've been given the opportunity to give back to the people, then it's a great feeling, you know. It makes me happy. When I get to work, I look at my patients, I look at the residents. It's just, I have this joy.
It's a feeling of happiness shared by fellow nurse and VET Pathway graduate Jane Alia, who grew up in a refugee camp in Uganda. Her parents were initially skeptical about her decision not to go to university.
I didn't really know what I was getting myself into, because in our communities, they kind of encourage you to go to uni, that's all people know. And people don't really know much about vocation, education and training. Coming from a very different background, sometimes you get looked down upon. And for me, it was a challenge, but I didn't really let it kind of hold me back from aiming higher.
Having initially trained as a dental assistant, Miss Alia now has ambitions to pursue a career in medicine.
And now that I'm in nursing, I think I'm thinking more of, you know, aiming higher and not just being a nurse, but like aiming higher. So you never know where it leads me. Yeah, I could be a doctor. I could be Dr. Alia one day. Yeah.
11 of Australia's top 12 in-demand occupations require a VET qualification. These professions include child carers, truck drivers, welders, aged and disabled carers, and mechanics. By connecting learning to earning, Federal Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says she's encouraging graduates to look beyond university as the only path to a fulfilling career.
The top 31 out of 50 earning occupations, guess what? They're actually VET. They require a VET pathway. COVID-19 has really exacerbated the need to ensure that as a potential employee or an employee, you have the job-ready skill set that your employer needs.
Michaelia Cash says the government's changes to skills and training and the university sector are aimed at creating job-ready graduates to drive Australia's post-COVID workforce.
As the economy reopens, a lot of these people will transfer back into the workforce. But there are also going to be a lot of people whose job is no longer there. And so the government's focus has got to be on upskilling and reskilling those people to ensure that they are able to walk into those jobs that are in demand.
For Shawana Imaru, she's just grateful to have fulfilled her dream to help those in need and give back to the country she now calls home.
I would say to them, regardless of where you're from, regardless of your race, regardless of the language you speak, you should not be discouraged to do a VET course. VET is for everyone. It gives you transferable skills that you can basically, you can transfer these skills in any industry that you go in. It's just everywhere. Go for it. Like, don't be discouraged.
Brett Mason, SBS News.